My first sales job was selling Encyclopedia Britannicas door to door. They gave me some training, a sales kit, and a couple of neighborhoods. And they said, go bang on doors. Well, that was 1963. And I got more rejection in 1 hour than I'd had in my whole life. I went back to the office after the first day expecting my boss to ask, did you make any sales? But instead, he surprised me. And he said, did you get the kit opened? And I said, yeah, I did, 3 times. And he said, great. Well, here's the lesson. This boss was encouraging me to make progress towards a sale rather than simply make a sale. And that's your challenge. Are you making progress toward a sale? And how do you know? I want you to get my ultimate sales assessment and then take my sales certification. It will help you make the progress that you are hoping for and turn uncertainty into certainty as you go to make a sale. Stop relying on trial and error to make sales. You're going to be amazed at the outcome. Come on, click. Blast off.
We're here.
It's Motivation Monday, and we have overcome every single technical difficulty to be with you today, and it's amazing. It is the first day back from what I would consider to be a long, long holiday, too long of a holiday, and one of the things that I'm going to talk about is your ability to deal with Monday.
Yeah, so can you guys hear us? Mercury is in retrograde.
Yep.
And it's been a
Mercury's
lot
in
of
retrograde
fun.
And no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And that's like the most important part of this whole episode, right? Because technical difficulties have happened today and you don't care.
But Eldo is here from Mumbai. So hello, Eldo.
Wow.
What's up?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Alex, can you hear us on your computer? Okay, good.
Okay,
good,
so we're good. So today,
Ron Goodwin is here. What up?
People have been waiting, Jen. They're all...
I know. We've been trying. We have, like, I wish you guys could see this set up here. We have a bunch of our peeps trying to fix all the tech that's
no,
broke.
No, we had $1,000 worth of labor trying to fix a $200 machine. Okay, but here's the deal. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, and I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. This is Sell or Die.
Motivation Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little harder to get motivated today. We're going to talk about why. But in the meantime, we got
to
talk.
Let's talk about this, okay? Because, like, you're going to a client. That's your leads?
Yeah.
Oh, we won't talk about it yet. Okay, sorry. So, all right, if you're joining us for the first time ever, today...
Please send $1,000. Well, everyone does.
Yeah, just do what everyone does. If you're joining us for the first time ever, this is Sell or Die. It's the world's premier sales and personal development podcast, and we are happy that you're here.
Yeah, it's motivating. We do a live Monday show, all of our other shows during the week are alive, but they're not like face-to-face to the microphone live. But we want to share with people that we're capable of doing this live, so we do it live.
That's right. And all right, so...
Normally we start at 12. We just had the Mercury thing got into alignment with Uranus, everything
went
downhill.
I think you just wanted to say that planet. All right, let's do this. I am pumped up. Are you pumped up?
Of course.
All right, cool. So Michelle is in our 2020 Sales Vision Group. It's where you pay $20 a month and you have access to us. And she posted a question saying she needs help in negotiating deals. And we figured, why not share with you some of the stuff we do with people in our 2020 group so you can get a glimpse of exactly what it's like.
And Mike... be tempted to join yourself.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. For $20, you can get your questions answered.
That's right. So Alex is going to pop a link in there in the comments right now to the 2020salesvision.com group. But here's the deal. Let's talk about negotiating, because I can't imagine that Michelle is the only person who wants to improve her negotiation skills. So let's talk about it. Like, what do you think, where do you think someone should start when they're negotiating?
Well, unfortunately, negotiation is one of those bogus words that actually means negotiate price. It's not negotiation to do the deal, that 99 out of 100 people want to lower your price. And so the challenge that you have there is, can you give, offer, prove enough value to the customer to where price becomes less of an issue? Now, if it is an issue and the person's a cheap bastard or they only take the lowest price or something like that, then you have to deal with the negotiation. And then the question is, can you put into that RFP or that bid things that the other person cannot if the company demands it? In other words, if I brag on five things, why don't they just say, prove it? You can't send me anything in this proposal that doesn't offer proof as well.
You know, I love that, because a lot of people don't think about, okay, well, I'm going to have to go back and back this up when they're negotiating and thinking about negotiating. Like, you just sort of throw something out there in the heat of the moment, but you really do have to go back and be able to prove it. And you might be proving it through a customer testimonial or something else that someone can corroborate what you're saying, so that it's not just you.
Agreed.
The other thing that I think about, and I don't think enough people do this, is if you want to be a master negotiator, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Think about what would be a win to them. How can you get them to that win with still winning yourself? And really think about their emotion. What are they thinking about? What are they fearful of? How can you mitigate their risks? How can you decrease, you know, whatever they're worried about? And if you can do that, you can have an open negotiation, because negotiation isn't always and only about price.
But it's a lot of it. And you have to deal with the reality that they're not negotiating, can you deliver this on Tuesday instead of Wednesday?
Correct. But if you're talking about price, you might also be able to talk about value and extra things you can do for them that are part of the negotiation. So like, yes, I still have to charge you $20, but because you're worried about this thing, I'll throw this thing in, or I can do this other thing in addition to that, or I can make sure it's going to do this, this, and that, and throw in extra services, because I don't really like to decrease my prices. How about you, Jeffrey?
Here's the insight. If you are offering a product and your competitor is offering the same product or relatively the same product, and you think your product is superior, the only question is, does the customer think it's superior? And if they don't, you're screwed. So I'm going to begin my line of questioning after the customer takes ownership. I'm going to say, Bob or Mr. Jones or Mary or Mrs. Jones, when this is delivered, what's going to happen when you open up the box? What's going to happen when you plug it in? What's going to happen when your people start to use this? What will impact the productivity, the morale, the profitability of my product, whatever it is, or my service, whatever it is, to your company? And let them tell you everything that happens, like what's happening right now. What do you expect to happen in the future? What's caused that? What's the service response time? Try to find things that create a bit of superiority for you.
Yes, 100%.
And if you're looking at it from the perspective of your price, you're barking up the wrong tree, because if you lower your price by a dollar, you take a dollar out of profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mr. Jones, if I lower my price, it's not going to allow me to serve you in the way that's important to you. So I want to talk about what happens after you take ownership. I want to talk about the outcome of our relationship as it relates to delivery after the sale. I'm going to be here the day it's delivered. That's huge, by the way. And I'm going to help you install or use or instruct or whatever to your people so that it's smooth, a smooth transition, which is going to make you look amazing. And I was wondering, are our competitors going to be there when the product is delivered? Are they going to be out at a bar someplace drinking? I wonder.
I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Or like, you guys, a lot of you have heard my story with Eli, the car guy. Everyone wants to negotiate their car. Everyone wants to get the best deal possible on their car. But when you can cut negotiation out of it because you've created, oops, sorry, decline, because you've created so much customer loyalty because of the value you've given, you win. So, like, for example, with Eli, the car guy, Eli has been selling my family cars for years. If he comes in $500 over the next guy or $1,000 over the next guy, guess what? I'm still going to go with Eli because I know the service and the value that he's going to bring to me.
Yeah, it's going to be the don't worry close. You know,
right.
That, your price is $1,000. And Eli goes, don't worry about that. We're going to make that up for you 10 times during the course of the year.
Right.
And if you have enough trust built, if you have enough belief built, if you have enough proof built, you're going to win.
Yep, 100%.
So the key to negotiation, first of all, is the fact that you have to do it. Most people just want to go in, make the sale, walk away, done.
Not that easy, guys.
Well, it's just not. And the second thing is, if you do have it, you have to be prepared for it. And most salespeople are unprepared for it. And then the third thing is that if you are prepared for it, is it in favor of the customer? What is the outcome? What are they expecting? What are they hoping for? What do they need to have happen? And how are you going to provide that in a way that supersedes the price? And that will win the negotiation against your competitor because you're offering something that's important to the customer that you are superior at delivering. That's where the negotiation can take a turn for the better. It is not by lowering your price. I can promise you that. And if you do reach a point where price is the only thing that matters, my suggestion to you is walk away.
Yeah.
Because when you cut your price, because you're dealing with a cheap bastard, cheap bastards are also the biggest pain in the ass on the planet. It'll never be okay. Whatever you do to that guy, he'll be up your ass 100 times, calling you on the phone. Well, you said it was going to be on Tuesday, and it didn't come until Wednesday after. And you want to tell the guy to fuck off and die because you made the mistake of trying to sell something for price so you could make your dumbass quota.
The only pain in the ass customers have been the ones that have tried to nail us on price, literally.
Every time.
And then they turn out to be the biggest. You're like serving them at a less than profit than your other customers. And they're pains in the asses. Just get rid of them. We had to fire a client once, remember?
Yep.
Yeah. And they had negotiated and never again.
Is what it is.
Anyway, okay, so here's the deal, guys.
By the way, you see my shirt, State?
Yes.
On the back of it, it says, of mind.
I love it.
And that's where you have to be today. You have to have that superior state of mind. So let's get into...
Well, let's say hey to some of the people who are here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no. All right. Hey.
All right. We've got Eldo. Oh. Hey again. Mary can get in touch with you about using our training materials to train people.
Eldo.
Ron, what's up? Hey, Alex, just tag Mary in that if you can. Ron, what's up? Permilo, blessings back over to you.
Roger, hey, hey, hey.
Isaac, oh man, Glenn, Bill, this is freaking awesome. I love it. Doug Branson's here. Justin, oh, this is freaking awesome. Hey, guys, hey, make sure you're sharing this out that people can catch the beginning and hear all about negotiation and how to negotiate best. And then we have more coming for you right now.
I'm going to try, for Glenn Bill, a personal note. He sent Gabrielle a couple of basketballs mm-hmm. so that we could dribble down the hall. I'm going to try to recreate the Go Man Go scene where Goose Tatum gets by Abe Saperstein in the hallway dribbling. And I'll block Gabrielle and see if she can get by me. That's going to be our dribbling drill of the day.
I love that. Glenn AJ Thompson wants to know when we're going to be in St. Louis this summer, like August or September. So we can pop that in. And actually, we're having a 4th of July promotion. I think it begins around 2:00 today. So if you buy tickets like now before Wednesday, you can get $50 off your ticket.
And I have to tell you that the Harlem Globetrotters movie, Go Man Go, is well worth finding, renting, buying, whatever it is. It's literally at the beginning of basketball when African-Americans were not accepted into the National Basketball Association, even though they were better players.
They used to play at my camp.
Yep.
It was fun.
I don't want to talk about it, but okay. They used to play the Atlantic City Generals and... one of the kids in my Sunday school class was the Atlantic City General's grandson, so we used to get all tickets all the time to the Globetrotters.
Oh, that's cool, but I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
Red Klotz was the guy's name from the Atlantic City Generals, and Chucky Klotz was in my class.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay.
I wonder what happened to him. What happened to Chucky?
So I'll Google them.
On Mondays, we usually like to give you something that's inspiring us personally.
Yeah. And what is it, Jen?
We like to call this section...
What is it inspiring
well,
you?
Well, every week it's something different.
Oh.
And so...
You know what inspires me, honey?
What?
You. Aww. You're the inspiration to me, and I can't stand it sometimes. It's so damn inspiring, I don't know whether to I don't
Thank
want to
you. Yeah. That is so kind.
It's my darn pleasure.
It sounds genuine, too.
It is.
I know. It's not even in the notes. They didn't make him say that, I swear.
No, Nada would not put that in the notes. He, like, get fuzzy. You know what I mean? No, he's not going to do it. Put a little mush in there.
Justin says, don't give us 50 off. Keep that profit. No, we wanted to do something to help you guys celebrate your sales freedom.
Yeah.
It's a July 4th thing.
So tell them what it is.
Oh, my leads? Okay, so on Friday, I went for a walk. Or was it Friday? I think it was Friday. I went for a walk with my friend Arden. We walked for like an hour.
Ooh.
And we had a walking, talking meeting. So rather than just like sit at a conference table or at a coffee house and drink coffee and eat some bad Danish that or really good Danish that's bad for you, we were like, let's go get exercise and let's go for a walk. So it was really awesome because the adrenaline's pumping, we're talking, whatever. And for an hour, we chatted, and I was reflecting on our conversation, thinking about it, and thinking about the things we spoke about. And I wanted to talk to you guys about it because it really inspired me. So we didn't gossip. We didn't talk about people or like who did what, when, whatever.
It's all men talk about is other people.
I know. That's all men talk about. But it's very easy for two ladies to get together. Please, men gossip too. Okay. But it's really easy for two people to get together and talk shit about other people or complain about something that's going on in their life or be pissed off about something. It was really hot outside, you know, whatever. But the entire time we were talking about ideas, creativity, boosting people up, like people we know in common and how we can help them.
And ice cream.
Well, no, that didn't come up. But I think it's really important that you guys think about what are you talking about on a daily basis? When you go home to your spouse, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the crap that happened at work and how the technology didn't work or the shit was broken or whatever and the hard day you had? Or are you talking about really cool ideas that you're brainstorming and how you can push things further and how you can get more sales? Because those things that are going on in your mind that you're putting out there to the world are impacting and affecting your reality. And so it was just really fun for me to like think about my conversation with my friend Arden, who does PR here in Charlotte, and she's amazing. And just like we just kept bouncing things off of each other. So, you know, what do you think about this business situation? What do you think about that business situation? How can this person make more sales? How can they increase their revenues? And I challenge you this week to go out and have a conversation like that. I challenge you this week to sit down with a customer and don't complain about anything. Don't be pissed off about the weather or pissed off about traffic or the wait at the restaurant that you're at with them. Just talk about ideas, be creative, and just vibe off each other with high vibe the whole time.
Set the ground rules for the walk before you take the first step.
Mm.
Create something called a walkathon where you step into ideas or you step up to ideas or you step with ideas. And the bottom line is you'll come up with them, but document them the minute they occur.
Oh, yeah.
Get out your phone and text yourself the idea that occurs to you the second that it occurs so you can keep it and roll with it. I had an idea yesterday. It's going to turn into money today. And that's how we rock.
So what's your inspiration, Jeffrey?
So here's the deal. Everybody comes back to Monday from a holiday. Every one of our people came into the staff meeting this morning, and we asked them, what was the fun thing? What was the cool thing? What was the best thing
what
you did
the
over the holiday?
What was the best part of your holiday?
But meanwhile, many people out there go to work on a Monday morning after a holiday. They're semi-hungover. And they refer to it as fucking Monday. Monday has a first name, fucking. And your job is to put yourself in a position where you're sucking in the energy from your vacation. Let it out on Monday. Don't come in all blah about, oh my gosh, I got to go back to work today. No, no, no. It's hey, I get to go to work today, and these things that I've been thinking about will help me on Monday. But you have not read Truthful Living, where Napoleon Hill talks about what do you do when you're on vacation? And the answer is, his statement is, the mind never rests. So you're always, always thinking. The question is, what are you thinking about? And when you're at leisure, you tend to come up with ideas that you can't come up with during the heat of the moment. So you document the ideas, and then you come back on Monday jacked up to put them into practice.
Can I say something?
No, Jen, you're interrupting. Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. I think that that's only possible if you genuinely love what you do. Because I've been there where I love what I do.
You've done that, and you got the T-shirt.
I could not wait to get up and get to work this morning. I took a 6:15 a.m. hot yoga class. I came back. I was, like, ready to rock and roll. By 9 a.m., I had sent out a money proposal. Like, I was just on fire. I was so excited to be back, okay? But I've also been in a position where I didn't like what I was doing, and it wasn't just Monday that was dreaded. It was the day or the day after a holiday or the day after a vacation. It was like every day, like, oh, shit, I have to go back there, you know? And so if that's your situation, wake up and smell the roses,
right,
and get something that you love to do.
Make the best of it. Make your bed every day, and then find another space to use your brilliance and your productivity for the benefit of others, or do it for yourself. Those are the options that you have. You can make a goal to achieve somebody else's goal, or you can make your own goals to achieve those. But either way, be happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
We just had like the 4th of July with fireworks and celebration.
Oh, it was so freaking awesome.
Yeah, the Charlotte Knights here in Charlotte had literally...
The Charlotte Knights are in Charlotte?
Yeah. but they had the best fireworks celebration I've seen since the Statue of Liberty thing in the 80s. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable.
Was I alive?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
but I mean, to think about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and are you happy at it? And did you come back to work all pissed off that you had to come back to work? Or did you come back to work enthusiastic with an idea that you're going to put into practice with a great attitude? How did you return back to work? And so my lead is come back to work happy or go someplace else.
Hell yeah. I love that, Jeffrey. That's awesome. Now, Glenn AJ, you have three first names, sort of.
Yeah.
So he's trying to negotiate.
What?
Can we get $50.50 off?
Jesus Christ. Okay, so...
hey, come see us live, for real. These live shows are amazing. We're going to be in St. Louis. We're going to be in Dallas. We're going to be in Orlando. Where else are we going to be?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, come on. Listen.
It's going to be amazing.
Take a plane someplace and brag about the fact that you took a plane there. You've never been to Columbus. Anyone who doesn't live in Columbus has probably never been there.
They have good ice cream there.
It's a really nice place. And it's not winter. So you're... It's those are the benefits.
Well, we wouldn't.
You can get your
The
Ohio State T-shirt.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think they call it that on the T-shirt. They just
Anthony,
call it
you can come see us in Orlando.
Yeah,
it's sort of close to New York.
Yeah, true. It's like New York. Everyone there, it's same as New York. Just the weather's better. So this is.
Or you can come see us in Dallas and eat barbecue.
Yeah, we're gonna have a private barbecue party at.
Yeah, we are at. We
at
can't
meet
tell
you.
You.
Meet you. Yeah. Anyway, it's meat, M-E-A-T. It's really, it's amazing.
Oh,
you're
going
to have a good
time. So Eldis has had to keep the talk going. Can you elaborate on what you're looking for?
Like, whoa, Brokaw
keeping,
joined the conversation.
Keeping the talk going.
Hi,
hey, Brokaw.
How are you doing?
What's up? We're like upstairs,
you know what,
from your new place.
Brokaw is probably downstairs.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Listening in, and he figured he'd dial in.
Oh, man. Okay, so coming up this week, we have a great show. Tomorrow we have Marina Magilko. She is the CEO and founder of LinguaTrip. She has like a ton of followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she built her business one follower at a time with a few YouTube accounts. Okay, she just started doing these videos. She's an even more ton of followers on YouTube. She's freaking awesome. You're going to find out how she built her business. And then on Wednesday, it's the debut of Women Crush Wednesday. I am so excited. Like, I can't even explain. Why are you doing that?
Oh, sorry.
Are you not excited?
I want Men Crush Wednesday. Fuck Women Crush Wednesday.
It's a really good episode. We have Jazzy Things coming on, and her real name is Jasmine Shea.
By the way, this chick is amazing. I'm just telling you.
And if you want to talk about ignoring to do our calling or just like sticking to the safe things in life and then being unhappy about them, Jazzy is not one of those people, okay? Jazzy did not take the safe way out. She took tons of risks to figure out exactly what she loves to do, and she's going after her calling, and she's going to talk about how she turned her love of food into a business.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about into a weight gain.
No, she's really fit. She turned it into a business and a lifestyle. And then on Thursday, we have Tony J. Hughes.
From Australia, Down Under.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to help you knock out your competition with a method he calls combo prospecting. It's a powerful 1-2 punch that fills your pipeline and helps you win sales.
You're going to love this guy. He's really good and very astute. We're trying to bring you the best of people in our business. Mm-hmm. People that can give you ideas and people that can give you money-making strategies that you can take out into the street and use immediately when you hear it.
Yeah. So
stay tuned.
We have
share it out. Tell your friends.
Eldo, we'll make sure to respond to what you're asking about next time. So please join us live next Monday. And until then, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to light a firecracker under your ass and get out there and sell something.
Even if your ass
falls off? No, I just light the firecracker under your ass. That'll get you rolling.
All right. Bye, guys.